So two guys walk into Denny's.
This sounds like a joke. a priest and a rabbi walk into Denny's.
Two douchebags walked in off the street and walked into Denny's and want to have lunch. And the lady who's the hostess, you know, she's just a waitress who just happens to be up front at that time. She goes, "You can't come in unless you got a mask on."
Right.
And then they start giving her crap. But they walk in rolling film on their camera the minute they walk in the door. So they know they're going to start some crap.
We have a religious exemption, but we just don't want to wear a mask.
You're required to wear a mask in the restaurant.
Pardon me?
You're required to have a mask.
So, it's our religious belief, though.
It's our religious belief. We don't have to wear a mask.
That's not a thing.
It's under the Civil Rights Act of 1964 that we have.
So they start talking about.
It isn't. There wasn't a pandemic and a mask mandate in 1964.
An exemption, religious exemption.
I quit. What is wrong with you people?
Ma'am, we're not
sick. Roger, I'm not working for this shit anymore. These guys won't put their mask on. I'm sick of feeling like this.
Wait, stop. Why are you discriminating against us, ma'am?
Oh, he's still going.
I'm discriminating against you.
Yes, you are.
Roger, I can't do this.
No, she just quit her job. She has nothing to...
Stop. I'm sorry, you can't come in without a mask. The governor has said no mask, no service.
Sir, the Civil Rights Act says we can claim a religious exemption for not wearing a mask.
This is not civil rights.
We're not sick. No, not here.
Okay, and then you lost our business.
I give two craps.
Oh my! I lost your business. Oh my! The $1.75 you were gonna spend on a pancake. Like, oh my God.
We'll go somewhere else.
We don't want your business.
Well, they're gonna go somewhere else. That's it. Good. You lost our business. We're going to Waffle House.
Well,
we're going to Waffle House.
Don't believe everything the media tells you, okay?
Clean your language up, ma'am.
Clean your language up, ma'am.
The mind boggles. Like, I would like to have, if I was her, I would like pull up my phone and be like, okay, the Civil Rights Act, let me explain to you what it was and what it means. Let me tell you why it has nothing to do with you and why religious exemption has nothing to do with a pandemic and you wearing a mask. Let me explain to you why you're the stupidest person on the planet. First, I would turn around and go, everybody, guess what? I just met the two stupidest people on the planet. Right? It's official. It's these two right here. And let me explain to you why you're two morons and why you're going to turn around and walk out that door. Like, it's a good thing that it was her and not me. Because she was like, I'm done with this BS. I would have let these two have it. Like, I would not have stopped if I were her.
It wasn't her that made up the rules. It was the governor.
The governor
made up the rules, and they're a private business.
Well, that's the whole point. A private business can do whatever they want.
And they're abiding by the governor. So if you have an issue with it, call him.
This whole generation of pussies. Like, I love the fact that these guys come in. These are the first people to call somebody else a snowflake for something. Or, like, if somebody has, like, part of cancel culture, they're like, stop canceling people. But you walk in with your, as if a religious exemption from wearing a mask is a thing. And you know it's a thing. And you know that's why they have the video rolling. You're right. It's a private business, and a private business can make any rules they want. If their rule is you can only come in on Fridays unless you're hopping on one foot, that's the rule. Come in and hop on one foot to get served. That's our law. Sorry. That's our rule. It's a private business.
You have to walk in the front door on your hands. You have to be walking on your hands like a dog.
Right. Otherwise, we won't serve you.
Right. They have that right. They can do whatever they want. You can turn around, walk back out, and that's what they did. But you don't have to give the girl crap about it, douchebag.
No, and the whole idea of that law has to do with being discriminated against for something that you have to do. You don't have to eat at Denny's. That's right. For, like, you know, if you're being racially discriminated against in a store and you're buying something, it's not your American right to eat at a Denny's.
Right. You can eat anywhere. You can eat at home. You don't have to go to Denny's.